The crowd is a pastel sea with shades of peach, light avocado green, and sky blue. I, with this fluorescent pink suit, stand out like an ink blot on an otherwise virgin sheet of bond paper. It's not a proper attire for any occasion, especially when you're being chased. Dropping to my knees, I make an attempt to weave between the legs of mobile commuters, absorbing the nudges and direct kicks that flatten my sides and bruise my head, but still my pursuer is still tracking me down. I rise to my feet and dash toward a busy intersection. The walk sign turns green and I casually stroll across the street in a futile attempt to make myself, in all my pinkness, just a bit less noticeable. I look both ways after crossing the street to find that this person is no longer chasing me. I look straight ahead to see my stalker, dressed in black, a person's distance away. Scared, I turn to run away. He lurches forward and grabs my right shoulder firmly, but not intending to hurt me, only to force me to stop in my tracks. I turn to face this person. Just like me, this man was no white rabbit in a snowstorm. With his left hand, he beckons all of the walking masses around us to leave our presence. I'm still in shock by the immense power of this motion, and I say nothing. When all surroundings are empty, he turns to face me again. "What are you running from?" he asks me, perplexed at my state of panic. "This pastel world," I answer back. "I see nothing here but a unidirectional universe. So I decided to walk against it. Now look at me." I remove my pink straitjacket, reveal my bruised body, some areas bloody with cuts from sharp-toed boots. Upon seeing it, he stretches out his left hand, and the injuries leave me. I feel around myself to confirm that the healing was not an illusion, and putting on my jacket once again, and closing the latches, he turns to walk away. "Who are you?" I ask. "I'm your light," he answers back. "I am your light." Then I answer, "If you're my light, why are you walking away?" "Because it is your turn to chase me." He turns around and dashes away with an inhuman burst of speed. The crowd returns to their stampeding formation and knock me down to the cold, unforgiving cement. But this time, I rise again, and with fists cocked, punch my way to another intersection, one from my vantage point, several miles away.